strong or a tiny symbol. If I have the gift of prophecy, I can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge. And if I have a faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Last week when Rachel led communion, she used the image of waves on the beach, and I just want to briefly pick up on that. Sometimes when we're in the surf, the waves pound us to the point where we become unstable. And all it takes is one unexpected dumper to knock us off our feet. Life's been a bit like that for me lately. I'm tired and worn down. And I know, or I should know, that when I get like that, I don't always react well to situations and people. In fact, sometimes I act very badly. If you were here on Easter Sunday morning, you will have seen that. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, then consider yourself fortunate, because it was pretty ugly. And while that background goes some way to explain my words and actions that morning, it doesn't excuse them. I failed to control myself. I acted badly. And I did not love. I sinned publicly against God and against you, his people. I have apologized to Pastor Mark, and I want to reiterate that. Mark, I am sorry. I'm sorry that I acted in that way and that I hurt. But I want to apologize to the rest of you, for I know that I hurt you too. That's being part of a family. It was not okay for you to have to witness that, and I'm sorry that I put you through. It's perfectly reasonable for you to expect differently from an elder of our church. I failed you, and I am sorry. To those of you who have sent me messages of care and compassion, and to those who have prayed for me, including my fellow elders, thank you. You have pointed me to the grace of Jesus. And without that, I could not stand here today, either to lead you in worship or to speak these words. As I've indicated, I'm currently handling a lot. So for the next few months, while I won't be stepping down as an elder, I will be doing this. So could I ask you please just to be patient with me and to pray for me. Thank you.
I didn't plan to do this, but there's times when the Holy Spirit works, and I get the impression that Faye's sermon and Therese's comment run into one, because Therese this morning has acknowledged what it means to follow some of what Faye was talking about. I know you will look after Therese. I know the elders have been praying and looking after. It's a privilege to be part of this church where anyone can stand up and say sorry. It takes guts, but it takes a real love for Christ. So thank you, Therese. Really appreciate those words. You can go and have your coffee, eh? Go on.